themselves
Heroes Asylum?
No.
Welcome, everybody, to Heroes Asylum. This is a special throwback sort of thing that we're doing this week.
Oh, yeah. We've been talking about doing this film for a while.
Yeah. Even when we were doing the Midnight Movies.
Uh-huh.
We've been talking about doing this one, so.
I was waiting, so.
Well, it took me a while to find it. Not exactly an easy movie.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure it wasn't an easy find. Like, it's not on YouTube or it's not on any streaming services, so like, I give you credit.
Yeah. So, basically, guys, this has been Superhero Month, so, you know, in celebration of the new Superman movie that just came out, and also we have, at the end of this month, we have Fantastic Four. We're actually doing the Roger Corman Fantastic Four, the unreleased film that you can find, pretty much at every Comic-Con, but it's kind of hard to find something digitized, so I took my time to find it.
They're always pawning that off at MegaCon. Oh, I don't remember when I used to go. I think it's like every other table they had that copy. Like, it was always there. It's like four tables, you know, there's Godzilla, and then, oh, there's a Fantastic Four DVD.
Yeah, yep.
And like, different prices. Like, it's freaking wild.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you got to realize, I mean, this, what they make this, like, 90, like, early 90s, I think?
94.
Let me see. Pirated copies started circulating around 94. So it's probably earlier than that it was made. It just didn't get released for a lot of different reasons. So like, people started finding like pirated copies and unofficial copies.
When I was reading Wizard magazine back in the day, like, they would always advertise this movie. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And I was like, oh, cool, it's going to come. And then like nothing happened. Like, it was never, I was like, what the hell?
Yep.
Like, they showed pictures that they shot it. So, like, they never, you know.
I'm putting this right there with the Batgirl movie. Like, that, the only way we're going to see the Batgirl movie that got done is where somebody's somewhere down the road, probably 5 years from now, somebody's going to release it in a.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or it'll be on HBO Max or something like that on the DC page, you know. So, I can't wait for that one. That's the one I can't wait for. That one pisses me off that one didn't get released. So
yeah, like, I was kind of bummed. I was like, I understood. I was like, dude, like, you had some people in it that kind of like piqued my interest.
Oh yeah, a lot of them. Yeah.
So it's I'm like, you had Keaton coming back. You had this guy as who's playing Firefly?
Oh, you had
the Mummy.
Yeah, I'm
kid.
Yeah, John Blank. Yeah,
what's his name. Shit. Well, him. He was Firefly.
Brandon Fraser. That's who it was.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, it was supposed to be the big thing. That was supposed to be like Keaton's big return is on this, not the Flash.
Yeah,
and then we got the Flash one, which okay. I mean, that was a good return for Keaton, but I'm like, I think the Batgirl one would have been better.
Yeah. Definitely different, probably more centered on Keaton too, because the Flash movie wasn't really centered on him. He was more like a second half guy. Like,
yeah,
you know,
this would have been more of a Bat family movie, which we've all wanted. I mean, every movie we've gotten so far has been Batman. So to have a Bat family type movie, I think would have been fun.
I think we're gonna get that in the Gun universe. I just
we're getting. He's already announced it. It's already in the slate. So, but we may.
That's one of the things that I like that he did. Like, that's like, he announced that right away. He's like, yeah, we're doing Bat family. Like, it's about time. Like, you know, I'm cool with Batman and solo stories, but like, I want to see his family.
Well, I think we're starting off with Batman the Robin
Nightwing and the Red Hood.
Yeah,
which is kind of like. And I know it's connected, which kind of makes me upset that they're starting Red Hood as like a good guy already. I kind of wanted to see like the death in the family thing, but yeah.
But again, these characters have been around a while, so we don't need to.
Yeah,
this is the time for new. So something somebody posted today on their Facebook page, talking about new. You know, I think that person said it right.
Yeah, I'm down with the new stuff. Trust me, I've seen Superman 3 times and gets better each time.
Yeah. So. Yeah. All right, man. So we'll go ahead and get this started. If anybody is able to find it, we're starting it after the movie. There's a trailer of the movie, but we're going to start like right at the beginning of the movie's credits. So let me know when you're ready.
Yes, sir. I'm just going to get my little headphones on.
All right, we're ready.
All right, in three, 2-1, press play.
New Horizons. I'm already hooked. I'm already in because of the theme. Theme's got me.
You want to turn your volume down?
Oh, sorry. Okay. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
Hold on. Something's wrong here. Okay. Sorry.
There we go.
All right. My bad. Technical difficulty. Dude, this is so 80s. It's ridiculous.
Well, like, they started production on a Fantastic Four movie like in 1983. So, like, they were getting the idea.
So it's been around.
Yeah. Most movies you look at are usually like in the pre-production of the concept, like 5 to 6 years before we actually see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when you got something like this, and especially a comic book movie that just lingers around, especially because back then comic book movies weren't anything. There were no comic book movies.
No, there was zilch. I think everything was pretty much straight to TV, and you had like these offshoots heroes like, it was like UPN had like Nightman. I remember Nightman. He was like the dude with like the hair and the, I think he's a Wildstorm comic guy. But he was a musician, and then he was a hero by night. So they had like those, but you didn't get anything official like this for a bit. I think this was like the first one in like a while.
Yeah, and you also got to think, even though like the money differences and everything, Corman agreed to do this for $1 million. So, I mean, just to put it out there, I mean.
Yeah, there's no big budget behind this.
Yeah, so it looks like principal photography started in 1992, so December 1992. And it was originally under music video director Ollie Sansoon. I don't know. I've never seen anything by him.
Neither have I.
And it lasted about 21 days or 25 days. There's a kind of a strange, like weird window there.
Hmm. Read. You know who this guy looks like? And I thought it was him for a second. He looked like the lieutenant from Police Academy. But I don't think that's him.
Actually sounds like him a little bit too.
Yeah, doesn't it? That's what's kind of throwing me off. I was like, is that him?
Yeah, no, it looks like Commandant Lassard, yep.
Yeah, see? Gotta love those movies. I hope Naked Gun does well so they could bring back movies like Police Academy. God, it looks like him.
And like I said, it looks like him. It sounds like him too.
I'm gonna have to look him up. Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be Doom.
That's Doom, yeah.
Oh, okay. Man, you're going to call me an idiot, but I don't remember any storylines where they went to school together. I mean, is that old or new?
Dude, I'm not the Fantastic Four guy. Yeah, that's something you got to ask your brother. Okay. Yeah.
Right. I'm going to ask him because that's. Should text him now. God, the way it's shot, it's that era. Okay, it's supposed to be Johnny, I guess.
Yeah, actually, that is Commandant Lestard.
Is it?
Yep.
See? It's wild. He went from Commandant to freaking Professor. Makes sense.
I think even in the late 90s, Fantastic Four, I thought they were college buddies, even in that one.
See, I don't remember that.
Because I thought there was like I thought they were college like people that would try to go against each other. Like I thought they were college rivals.
I must have missed it.
Because I thought that's how they met each other, and then they kind of like built up their science career, and were always at odds with each other.
I just thought they were always kind of rivals. But, I mean, adding in that they go to school together is not, you know, it's something different. I'm all about doing something different.
So, young Susan Storm, you should recognize her because you're a fan of the Buffy and Angel series. She was on there as a Harmony Kendall.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta look at
and
her.
And also on the family, Addams Family Values. Remember when they went to camp and there was that snotty little girl?
Yeah.
That's her too.
Oh wow. She's been doing a lot. I didn't even notice. Harmony, I remember that. I think she appeared in Angel too.
That's what I said. She was in Buffy and Angel.
Buffy and Angel, okay. Yay!
I just find it a little creepy that there's young actors for Johnny, for Sue, for Ben, but there's no young actors for for Reed or for Victor.
No, they're old.
Yeah, they're
you can tell they're significantly older.
Yeah,
because I guess they're going for like the college type look. These guys look way older than in college. They're graduated college already. Oh, we're getting into it. Jesus, look how dated those things are. Okay, so instead of Baxter Building, Baxter House.
Well, they're in college, so you know. I'm sure he's got his own house.
Mm. Look out! What the?
Now, the guy that plays Victor isn't who I thought that was.
Who is it?
The guy's name's Joseph Culp, or Culp, but when I look at his career, that's not who I thought that was. I thought that was the guy from Animal House.
Oh.
Like, he looks like him, like the Wish version. But when I look through his career, like The Rival, Apollo 13, like, I mean, he's got some acting in here, but it's like not what who I thought he was, because like he looks just like the guy from Animal House and from like Van Wilder and Up the Creek, and I mean just all these.
Is he still going? Or was he done? Is he,
No, he had something out last year, Outlaw Posse.
Good. Good that he's still working.
With Mary Van Peebles, actually.
Mary Van Peebles? Jeez. Yep,
and Whoopi Goldberg. So. Huh. Oh. The typical sound drop for every hospital back in the 90s.
Yep.
I thought they were busting out into Operation Mindcrime for a second.
Yep. We got toasted. So I guess that's how they got their powers, sort of. Hmm? Just big. Insane. Jeez. What the hell? What did you say?
No, sorry. It's the stock hospital sound I'm laughing at.
Oh.
It's like right up there with the Wilhelm scream.
Who the hell is this guy? Damn. Wasted no time. And that paint job on his hair looks so bad.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It just looks so... Nothing subtle about it. Oh, boy. God, this guy looks like such a goober. Oof. This is like the typical 90s house. Every sitcom you see this house. Same angle and everything. is Harmony.
No, that's not who it was. The girl that played her younger, that's Harmony.
Oh, okay.
Worst pickup line ever.
Oh, boy.
Now, this actress has, trying to see some of the ones she's done, if anything, The Substitute, yeah. Number 3.
I like The Substitute. That was fun.
Not a lot, but here's something fun. She will be in the new Fantastic Four movie.
Really?
Yeah, as a cameo appearance.
It's nice.
So they are, I guess they are showing a little nod. Now, I thought I'd seen something like a while ago where they showed like a weird trailer with all the different Fantastic Four actors, like in their suits and everything.
Hmm.
So I was like, did I like dream that? Was I hallucinating? I mean, now that I start seeing like certain like little cameos that are being listed, I'm wondering if that's what I did see. She was also in Superman and Lois. She played, she was in 3 episodes. She played Cheryl Kimball, Gretchen Kelly, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think that might have been season 4 or 3, I think.
Yeah, it just says 3 episodes, doesn't tell me what seasons.
This dude didn't need any prosthetics.
He was ended up on Charmed, actually. The actor that's playing Ben Grimes.
Recurring role, or he just kind of like a one-off?
I think he was a recurring. I think he was like one of the gargoyles or something like that.
Because he looks familiar. That's what I'm thinking of that world.
I mean, he's been in a lot of freaking shit. I mean, when I'm looking through his list of,
ugh, here that fucking
he was okay. Jones. Hold on, let's see. He was in Nightmare on Elm Street, The Dream Child. Let's see what else he was on. The Renegade,
Lorenzo Lamas. I remember that show. My dad used to watch that show.
Yeah, he played on Charmed. He played The Source, Grimlock, and Shaxx. He also appeared in Men in Black 2.
Is that a leprechaun with him? The fuck?
No, I think that's the jeweler.
Hmm.
Hey, your volume's coming through again. Are you on headphones? It's bleeding through.
How about now?
Right now it's okay, but just, yeah.
Yeah, I changed the speakers. It was on Zoom before I got it. Taking him a bit with his origin. It'll go a little bit quicker. This Johnny actor looked like he could be on Cobra Kai. He's got that face.
Yep, he's in the new Fantastic Four one as well.
They pretty much got everybody back.
Yeah, like I said, I swear I saw like a trailer with this cast, with the late 2000s cast, like everybody, and they all were. I even saw like a little clip of John Krasinski in there. So I was like, I think when they had run into a multiverse or something.
I mean, with them, you could do it. I mean, it's on a different Earth now, isn't it? Like, it's not taking place in the proper 616?
No, because at the end of...
So, yeah.
Yeah, at the end of... If nobody's seen it, but yeah, at the end of Thunderbolts, you see them crossing over into 616. So, obviously, yeah. They had to jump. We don't know what happened and all that, but...
I'm going to find out this Thursday. Oh, no, I work. I'm just gonna wait till the weekend.
As much as people make shit on this thing, I'm kind of digging the Doom, like that he's already kind of back. He's already in power. You know, he's not that whiny thing that was in the Fantastic Four that came after this.
Oh, he's
like he's already Von Doom, you know.
Yeah, there was no origin for him. I didn't like the origin in those 90s ones.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I kind of like this, that he's already Von Doom. Because it's been 10 years since, you know, they worked together.
Yeah, and they're not tying the origins together like they did in the other films.
Yeah.
Like, they all went in outer space. I was like, no, he was... Doom doesn't have electrical powers. He's like Reed, very smart, and he builds his own suits. Can't wait to see Doomsday next year. I want to see how they're going to design Doom.
Who are you asking? When you said Doomsday and then Doom, what are you talking about?
Well, the design for Doom, like how they're going to do them.
Oh. Sorry, you said Doomsday at the first. I was like, what? Which one are you talking about?
Yeah, I meant Doomsday, like the design of how they're going to do Dr. Doom. Like, obviously, this is just, you know.
Well, we've already pretty much seen it. I mean, we've already... He pretty much like showed you when he would debuted himself. He was wearing that.
The shuttle?
Now, you will have to excuse, I know some of the special effects are looking pretty bad, but honestly, it's also the copy of the movie that we have here. It's not good to begin with. Like, I've watched this on a really nice TV. It's not good even there.
Not even HD could save it.
No. Like I said, and it's the quality of the, not the movie, but it's the quality of the video that it got copied from. Got to realize this has probably been on DVD and not even DVD, VHS for a while, and then got transferred over. So it's probably been transferred a couple of times.
At least a couple.
And it's not like this came off of a master of the movie.
No, this was like a copy of a copy of a copy of a movie, so. And the quality is going to go down, obviously.
So now they originally made this. Really, there's a lot of controversy. Did you ever watch the Doomed documentary?
No, I didn't.
I think it's on. It's either on Prime as like a free thing, or it's on one of the other streaming like services. Yeah, like one of the off-brand streaming services. There's a SciCon, I think it is. It's Sci-Fi Convention, and they show like little things like this. And there's a hour and a half long documentary about it, and it's called Doomed. And they actually interview Corman. They interview the actors. They interview Stan Lee. And they talk about, basically the movie, what happened to it and all this. And there's a lot of folks that are saying that this was literally made for a shoestring budget for $1 million just so that they could keep the rights, because they were about ready to lose the rights to Fantastic Four.
Oh, really? Shit, damn.
So everybody's like, yeah, well, they kind of made it just to keep the rights, because if they didn't make the movie, they would have lost it. It would have gone, somebody could have bought it.
Well, it's kind of like how Sony is with Spider-Man. They got to make a certain amount of film Spider World, or they could lose the rights. Yeah. So it's,
And then when you look at we were talking about Batgirl earlier, like the Batgirl movie, they just made it so they could keep the rights and so they can get like a credit on something.
That Batgirl movie's gonna come out.
Oh, yeah, no, like I said, we're going to see it on DVD or something like 5 years from now at one of the cons. Has he got a Stargate on his ceiling?
That's what I was going to say. Okay, I'll give him credit. That's a pretty rad throne room he's got there.
Now hold on to your butts now. Here comes some of the best special effects
ever. Oh, yeah. Well.
Is he not worried about his sister?
Yeah, just like, where is she? It's like they don't give a shit. That's pretty rough. boy. I think the budget all went to those shots.
Well, it sure didn't go to Johnny Storm's acting.
He's a little rough, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, I wasn't expecting, you know, top notch, but his is a little.
Yeah, it's a little rough, man. Like, I get it, but like, it's just like he's too Johnny Storm. Like, dude, tone it down a little bit. Ugh. How many days did it take to shoot this movie? Was it like 60?
Not even. I think I read 21. 21 to 25 is what they said.
Oof. He's, come on, dude. He's just like overacting, man. Come on. Come on.
Let me see. I don't know if they got that in depth because you got to realize there wasn't a lot of lot going on for this. Like a lot of records probably being kept.
Mm. Yeah, with good reason. He is not a good Johnny Storm.
Okay, the crash site was in California. Aguera, California. Campus was Lamont Marriott. It's also California. So pretty much mostly California, and then like primarily the rest of it was on a sound stage.
You know, say what you will. At least his costume is pretty much accurate. It's very comic booky.
Like, I literally right after this movie was done, they started looking, since they were able to keep the rights to it, they literally started looking for directors, like, right away. Like, this ended, I think they got released 94. I think they were, like, looking for somebody, like, getting people lined up, like, with it by 96. Like, a pre-production.
Yeah, so, like, the four, and the first one was released, what, 2001? Or does it 97?
2004, I think.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
But they had they actually had a couple of interesting directors. They had Christopher Columbus, for a bigger budget one. They had Peyton Reed, who was eyeballed for this. Peyton did Down with Love, Breakup, like some weird ones. And then they had Peter Segal, who did Naked Gun 3.5. Tommy Boy, Nutty Professor.
Interesting. They wanted to go comedy.
Well, not really, because again, like I said, they had Christopher Columbus lined up for it as well. And I mean, Chris does have a couple of comedies, but like for the, I mean, he's got some really good storytelling behind his, you know.
Yeah, he did. Okay. I was thinking something else. He didn't do that one. I was going to say Singles. I actually like that one.
I mean, you got to realize, I mean, he was a writer for like Goonies and Gremlins and Young Sherlock Holmes. Like, he wrote a lot of that stuff. Directed Home Alone, the Home Alones. He did the first couple of Harry Potters.
He might have been able to do it.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely, because I think his concept of, like, innocence and, like, learning something probably would have worked for it.
So I take it this is the Mole Man?
No, the Jeweler.
The Jeweler, okay. I think we get him in this movie, too. There's a lot of villains in this movie, I know that. Gonna be fascinated to see what they're gonna do with Galactus. That's the big thing for me. After they ruined him.
Wow, they really dug deep for this, for the Jeweler.
How deep? He's like what, early 60s?
The Jeweler is from Earth 94,000. Had one appearance. Yeah, I mean, they dug deep for this. And basically, the Jeweler is... Actually, hold on. No, actually, he was made for the movie. So maybe they couldn't get the rights to the Mole Men, so they did that instead.
The Jeweler. It's just so funny.
Well, you figure moles, they dig in the ground, you know.
the Jeweler.
But I guess this Earth is called 94,000. So 1994. Okay. Yeah, I was like, man, there's not much information. I thought they dug deep. Well, yeah, it's, see, his first appearance is in this movie, so.
It's kind of like when I was watching, what was I watching recently? I think the latest Mortal Kombat movie, I think the sequel, did you see the trailer? Anyway, like the latest one, I was watching that one a couple nights ago. And the movie could have been so much better, but like this movie introduced the Jeweler. Mortal Kombat introduced like this new character called, like, I think it was Cade, ruined the whole movie. I'm like, I don't know, I don't care about this guy.
Yeah.
Just stick to Scorpion and Sub-Zero and you'd have been fine. Like, this, he's a relation to freaking Scorpion. Was so stupid. But it looks like in the newest one, they got Carl Urban as Johnny Cage. So I'm like, okay. You might get something here.
Well, I think this new one's supposed to be like a direct sequel to the first one.
Is it?
Yeah, because they're calling it Mortal Kombat 2.
Okay.
I mean, no offense, we're all getting up there and everything, but I was like, Carl Urban's kind of old for this. I mean,
that's what I said.
I like him in a lot of things, but I'm like, I don't. I mean, if they're doing an actor down on his luck, maybe, you know, if they're going that route, okay, yeah.
That's what they're doing. That's what exactly what they're doing. Yeah, if you watch the trailers, he's like a down and out, like, he's based off Van Damme. So he's like, he's still living in that era, but like nobody will hire him. So he's literally like living out of his van. So it's pretty funny. I kind of like the way they're doing him. Oof. Look at that bodysuit. Also, a lot of special effects have gotten so much better instead of this.
Like, the look is, you know, cheap, but what they did for his face and as he's talking, that's actually not that bad. I thought that was going to be a lot worse.
Looks very Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle-y.
Yeah, in a way, but like, how the lips are moving and everything. Yeah. I was like, okay, I was expecting a lot worse.
Yeah. Dude, the Michael Chiklis one was so bad. Oof. Thing as a character, you have to CG. Can't use no bodysuits. This kid is too old to play Johnny Storm. He looks too old. He's like 40. He's supposed to be like early 20s.
I mean, he was actually his actual age at that point. He was.
He was 40?
Yeah, you know, he was in his mid-20s. Early to mid-20s.
Looks older. Who the hell is this creepy doctor?
That's why he looks so familiar. The guy that plays Johnny Storm. Did you ever see the movie The Boy Who Could Fly?
No.
Okay. Yeah, he was like the neighbor kid, and he had the ability to fly. That's why he looks so familiar. Okay.
Who could fly? I might have to check that out. See, they made Reed more guinea, less like intelligent professor. He looks like the guy in Goodfellas in one of the bar scenes. You don't want to make it too cheesy, so you keep Doom's mask kind of like low lit. That's what they got. That's
the new Fantastic Four movie, which I think is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Okay, you didn't get a chance to do your thing, but we'll at least let you join in this movie.
Yeah, little cameos here and there, a little nod. if you've watched this one, you're like, yeah. Who are these guys?
I think these are Von Doom's guys. His little henchmen. I think that's it.
Because I've seen them a lot more than I've seen the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, because they're the they're Von Doom's henchmen.
All right. They're like everywhere. The hospital. They're like in the building and. Yeah, this dude is, he's overacting. Come on, man. This Johnny's just a drama queen. That's all he is. You know, for the amount of money they made this, I thought it was going to be worse. A jeweler. I was going to say, they showed somebody literally in back of him with like a gun. And I was like, I think they pay this off. This leprechaun guy. Yeah. What are they trying to put together here? This is what I'm trying to figure. So, the Fantastic Four got their powers. I guess they're being held by the government. And Doom is doing what? That's just strange. But what can you ask for when it's for like $1 million? You can't ask for much. I mean, she could have done that a long time ago. What the hell was she waiting for? Dude, I would throw Johnny Storm. I would just leave his ass there. Oh. You know, nobody's going to win an Oscar for this film, but come on, man. This guy's in a different, he's in a different movie. Like his facial expressions, is just, they should just call him Douchey Storm. Okay. Okay, so he could have gotten on there at any time. You're losing me with this. That obviously was a painting of the background right there. You know, like I said before, I thought this was going to look a lot worse than it actually is. That was quick. Doom is already showing up.
You gotta realize it's only an hour and a half.
All right. I'll stop you. This Reed is douchey too. And pretty much Ben is Ben.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do much with him. I mean, unless it's with his girlfriend, you know, that's where you see like the real growth with him.
Yeah, but other than that, it's just like, I don't believe this guy's the leader of the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, for the 2 minutes that John Krasinski was on film, I believe him more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look, those are his Doom bots. Yeah, they gotta be like all color coordinated. I always hated that when you had like a moment like they copied that from freaking RoboCop.
What's that?
Where the thing's just walking through the bullets like that. I like the fact they're all wearing shades. That's pretty raw. Hey, there's the Baxter Building. And look, it has Area 4s up there.
Were you getting Dark Helmet vibes off of Von Doom there?
A little. A little. Maybe that was his inspiration. Should I find Darth Helmet more threatening? This is just a goofy Doom. See, it's not bad when it's them two. Yeah, because you're right. He's just... Jesus, that gray streak is just so bad. Ugh. That's the last time I say it. Ugh. There's Yoshi Storm. Man, Reed is already dressing like a dad. I will say this, he does give off the smart guy vibes pretty well. Like Reed's supposed to be. And Krasinski's was for like the 5 minutes we got him. Not sure about Pedro yet. Okay. There we go. I will say this. Everything's been very comic book accurate.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Very accurate, like to the T. The suits, you know, the Baxter building, you having the origin. The look of the thing, Doom. Get the older leprechaun here. You know what? It's starting to grow on me. I think you're right. Like, the look of the thing is just, for that time, doesn't look too bad, especially in the dark. I think it's when it's lit, it looks kind of goofy.
Like I said, for me, mostly it's like the animatronics in his face that actually do mm-hmm. it. Like, really, because I thought I was expecting like something horrible where it wasn't matching up or
disjointed mouth, eyes were off. But no, yeah, none of that. This room looks like a room in the one of the worlds in Drop Dead Fred. I don't know why. No, not Drop Dead Fred. Oh, shit. Monster Under the Bed. If you've ever seen that movie.
Yep.
Howie Mandel. So the thing is sad, and he wants to leave. Okay. That is pretty impressive. Like, yeah, the movements with the mouth, yeah. Huh. Oh, sorry, this Doom is just not, he's not threatening. So can you figure out what the plot in this movie is?
Nope. I don't think there was one.
I was trying to figure out, like, what is it? Like, they got their powers. Doom hates them for some reason.
Well, there's this Colossus thing they keep talking about.
Okay.
That's...
like, Doom is just a poser. Did he just flex?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, he's a Darth Helmet's more threatening than this guy. Oh, I didn't know he changed back. I think it's something in the comics that he does. And they did that before, I think, in the 2004 film, too. This guy's jacked. You can tell he worked out for this role.
Ooh, that was special.
Ish. What was that about?
Watch out, ILM.
Jeez. I love how Doom is just pointing everything out. He's Italian. Everything's with the hands. Oh boy.
Stock footage. Love it. Gotta love it.
That is ridiculous. yeah, Ben, you left and you came back. So what was that about? Yeah, she just doesn't seem like Reed Richards. Only when he's with us, with Sue. I don't think we've had a bad Mr. Fantastic yet. I think all of them, the actors they've chosen, have been pretty spot on.
Yeah, but it's Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, just... Again, my whole point about behind Fantastic Four, I just don't see them doing a big screen.
I mean, I think they're going to be a one and done, to be honest. I don't think you'll see Fantastic Four 2. I think you're just going to intro them in... probably just pepper them in other films.
Well, I mean, you got what? Secret Wars coming up? So,
yes,
yeah, you got that. Dead. You got that in Doom, so you'll see them in that.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to get a part two. I mean, unless it makes a lot of money, I'm not sure. But.
Yeah, I mean, unless they figured out the formula, great. But I just, yeah, it's one I'm not having any hope on.
Me either, but everything I've seen has been at least interesting. Especially their take on Galactus. Anything but that stupid cloud.
Honestly, to me, the cloud's better. Because he's bigger.
I never liked the cloud. This Doom should be a wrestler. Like, his whole shtick is Doom now. He should just be a wrestler. He's like a late 90s wrestler. Does he give the Thing his shorts? Is that what I saw?
He's wearing like white. He was wearing white pants beforehand.
Yeah, I thought I saw him in the shorts. Like,
I don't think he's getting the shorts. I've seen a picture at the end, and he's like in the full suit, like the rest of them are. I think he's just in the blue and white.
Okay. He's just in love with his hands.
He's got jazz hands.
Dude, like he's just... He is 100% all hands.
Did you ever see Talladega Nights?
Yes.
You know, when Ricky Bobby first starts talking on the camera to the reporters? He's like, uh-huh. I don't know what to do with my hands. That's kind of what reminds me of this.
Yeah, it's just... Like he's just rubbing his face. He's doing like the strong man pose. Like Jesus. The Doom Bros.
Look, is he throwing up gang signs now?
Yeah. East Coast. Jessica looks awful calm in there. Oh, Johnny. Ugh. You are not a star. Is that kryptonite?
Looks like it.
They really didn't have the special effects to make Johnny.
Nope, I haven't seen a full Johnny Storm yet. Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. I haven't seen him fully formed, the flaming on. It's just been like half flame on, quarter flame on. So you could tell the effects were not quite there for that. So bad. Ugh.
Again, you got to realize the only reason they made this was to keep the rights. They weren't out to make a movie to get released. It was never planned to go out to the public.
You can see why.
Well, no, it's because they didn't spend the money because they knew they weren't going to release it. If they knew they were going to release it, they probably would have spent more money. But it was planned to not be released when they made it. They just wanted to make it so they could hold on to the rights to make the next movie and make it with more money.
Maybe he's going to flame on at the end. There we go. Oh, boy.
There we go. All right.
Near the end of the movie. Got to save that effect shot. Oh, that's his blind girlfriend from the comics. I forgot her name.
She just said it, Alicia. Alicia Masters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Reed, you could stop this Doom. He's... See, that's where the mask looks a little rough. When you get too much lighting on it. Oof. What the hell? It's Lawnmower Man-esque. Let him go. Don't worry, he'll be back. Yeah, there we go. Johnny looks like one of those crash test dummies.
I mean, that looks like what he looks like in the comic books. I mean, to be honest, when he's flamed up like that, where he has no facial features, that's what he looked like in the 70s.
I have to look. I don't remember.
Yeah, the Human Torch.
He didn't look like this.
Yeah, no. The Human Torch didn't have like any defining features when he was just like a figure. You know, inside, like you said, like a
crash. I thought his head was like flaming, almost like Ghost Rider, like kind of like.
Yeah, but later on, like what you got to see, yeah.
Yeah.
But like 70s and that time frame, that was kind of what he looked like.
Hmm.
Oh, I thought he went into a suit. I guess I
saw. No, that's shorts, yeah. Got the shorty shorts on. There we go. Oh man, those shorts look rough. Ugh. My hand is so bad. Oh, there's an hour and 30 minutes. I won't get back.
Well, I mean, you did have a Victor Von Doom a la Ming the Merciless kind of style.
Yeah, goofy. Just like not. But then again, what am I going to expect for $1 million?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they did the best they could. That's the best thing I could say about this flick. They did the best they could. Like, horrible acting by Johnny, though. Oh, that was just bad. And Reed was not good neither, except when he had his scenes with Sue Storm. Everybody else was fine.
Well, like I said, I mean, you got to remember, this film was made to not be released. It was made just to hold on to the rights. That's all this was about, was holding on to the rights so that when they could get more money to make a better movie.
And they did. And
that's, yeah, and that's, I mean, that's literally all this was. This was not made to see the day of light, period. They knew that. Not the actors, or not the people making the movie, but like the people, like the heads of them, that they knew what they were making. They knew it wasn't going to go out. So, all right, guys. Well, that is the Fantastic Four, the movie from 1994. I hope you guys will find it, watch along with us. So, this wasn't much we could talk about because there wasn't much info about it.
It wasn't that much going on.
Yeah, if you guys are interested, go check it out. Like I said, I think it's on Prime. It's called Doomed, and it's the making of this movie. Or not the making of, but like the behind the scenes years later. And you get to, they do an interview with the director, Stan Lee, you know. Unfortunately, I think Kirby was passed away by the time the documentary was done, so you didn't get anything from him. But yeah. It's a real interesting, you hear about why they made it and what they were doing and like the whole concept about it. So it's an interesting watch if you do like Marvel movies.
Definitely gonna check that out because this was not entertaining at all. It was just slow. I was like, okay, like at least in a bad movie, fun things happen. Like everything was so bland and so dull. And
like I said, watch it. It was literally made to keep the rights. It was not made to go out. It wasn't made to entertain anybody.
Yeah, I mean, so. Like, they succeeded. They succeeded in that.
All right, guys. Well, make sure you guys do check us out. We will talk to you guys next week.
See ya.